You know, by spending so many years immersed in the occult community, as you like you want to call it, I call it the occult, chaos pool. You see the same faces who have done the same things for many, many years. And, you know, this little culture, and I'm not trying to throw stones at anybody, okay? But, excuse me, but you see this meme culture, and whether it be the Church of Satan, who has its 10 people who are still stepping out into the light and going, Satan is me, I'm Satan, and I'm an atheist, but I'm going to call myself a Satanist, and you are. I don't care how you figure it out. All you have to do is look at definitions and et cetera, et cetera, to figure this out. And it makes me wonder, if you think otherwise, you've got to be some kind of retarded person, or just somebody low, or just ignorant. You're just ignorant because you call yourself a Satanist, but then yet you're an atheist. Okay. It's real simple. Just call yourself an atheist. Be proud. Be proud to be an atheist. Hey, more power to those people who are atheists out there. Because just wearing dark clothing and putting tattoos all over your body in honor of Satan, and then living some kind of lifestyle where you're an atheist and talking about how there is no God, and yet your God would be Satan, this is kind of a funny thing. It's almost like hypocrisy in the realm of it all. And then to see these same personalities year after year after year, and I'm not going to name these, but here's a good example. A female who garnered a bunch of, you know, press and etc. And you can argue that, you know, she's doing better than me or whatever, but I know she's not financially. But anyway, let's go back to this. At 40 plus years old, still doing burlesque with a saggy body, hula hoops, fire eating, etc., etc. Living from day to day, moving from apartment to apartment, on her back constantly to figure out where she's going to live in the society that she's immersed in. And one thing that you can find is real common. A lot of these people that kind of propagate this realm are kind of like, I call it realm or community, are very downtrodden. So you can imagine laying on your back with dirty bed sheets, or some dive apartment somewhere, or whatever, moving from rock star to rock star. You can think of the gross and nastiness about that person. And again, I'm not going to call this, because these people actually exist at probably five more people you could think of that would be the same, basically in the same boat. Unhygienic. I'm an atheist, but I'm going to call myself a Satanist. Then you've got people who, like the people out in Massachusetts, who, you've got those people who are political activists calling themselves Satanists, too. I'm sure Satan, and most of y'all know I'm a theistic Satanist, so I believe in Satan as a god. I'm sure Satan's laughing in one way, but he also is probably keeping these people quite downtrodden in their lives, because my relationship with Satan, and it's been a 30-year thing plus, has done nothing but allow me to prosper. And prosper financially, relationship-wise, yes, and other things in my life. I mean, my life has been rather fulfilled, and I've had my ups and downs like many of y'all, and we all encounter ups and downs. But the one thing that's been clear through the whole, journey is I will never leave Satan. I'll be buried with him in my heart and not some kind of doubt. And in the end, a lot of these atheists end up turning back to their roots. And a lot of times their roots are, I'm a rebellious teen against my mom and dad to force me to go to church. But then when I get buried and I can't, you know, show my boobs, or I can't run around and be a tattooed maniac anymore. And nothing wrong with tattoos. I have tattoos, but overdone is a little bit. But anyway, when I can't, you know, wear fangs and et cetera, I'm old. Then a lot of times they're gonna. A lot of the time, these people actually will start to abandon these things and abandon their faith and just turn back to Christianity. I was at a church one day, and yeah, I do go to church. It's called Spy Missions. And I was there visiting a friend of mine who was a minister, and we get along fine, even though we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. But there was a guy, he said, I want you to meet this guy. And I met this guy, 60 years old, covered in tattoos almost from head to toe, except for, you know, he had a tattoo on his forehead, and it was all 666 and et cetera, et cetera. Hail Satan, hail myself, you know, there is no God, et cetera, et cetera. And I asked him, I said, so you're an atheist? And he goes, no, I'm a Christian now. And I said, oh, go figure that one out. That's where most of you atheist people end up going in the end. I think it's rather funny. Most of theistic Satanists, we feel faith, we know the faith, we commune with the deity, we move forward, and we 99% of the time, I think we're all buried as Satanists. That's because people, you feel it in your heart. Faith comes in your heart, your connection, etc., etc. And I can't explain this enough. Or you can't explain it to atheists because they always want to go, there is no God. There is, and that's simply their rebellious action against going to church or synagogue or temple when they're children. And they kind of move it forward. Then you've got people who are very much techno geeks and et cetera, et cetera, and they don't really care about faith. They rather just play Dungeons and Dragons online or World of Warcraft or one of the other Minecraft or one of the other thousands of other video games and that are on there. And I play video games too, don't get me wrong. I enjoy online video games, but these people live in those realms. And you know, when they wake up in the morning and go to their waiter job or waitress job or stripper job at nighttime, or, you know, I'm an artist waiting for my next handout from some painting that's lousy. You know, when they go to that situation, that's when, you know, you got to wonder sometimes. I mean, when you view it, and I've, the person I was talking about, and I'm not scared to talk about this lady, but I knew her when I was younger. And she was doing the same thing back then, you know, fucking band members to the next band member to the next band member. And I was just looking at some pictures of her here just the other day, and pretty shameful. She's doing the same thing now. Excuse me. Bad. Someone drove by with a bad diesel truck here a little while ago, and man, that residual effect is crazy. But anyway, back to what I'm talking about. Doing the same thing. Hula hoops, fire dancing, whoring around, and, you know, still, what's she doing? I mean, why don't you find a guy, you know, and I'm not really here for relationship advice, but why don't you find a guy at least or something that's going to offer you something permanent? And I guess you're caught in this lifestyle of celebrating, wanting to be a Satanist, but yet you're an atheist. Just lost there. Is it all fun? I mean, is it fun fucking your way from apartment to apartment or from, you know, best meal to meal? I don't know. I'm not a female. But I know guys that are the same. I know this guy who thinks he's a vampire. And he thinks he's a vampire Satanist. And he's, you know, just kind of like not really making it. 50 years old, just kind of falling away. Thinks he's Glenn Danzig at, you know, at 50 years old. And I'm in a band, and his band has gone nowhere, and, you know, barely making it. I mean, he's asked me for money several times, and, you know, why don't he ask for some guidance from the deity and try to figure out clarity in his life? When are you going to grow up? I mean, you're 50 years old. You know, a lot of people say I do some childish things, but I know when to stop and when to start. And this is something that a lot of you know that listen to me anyway, that enjoy my podcast. You know when to stop and start. You know when to, you know, show your cards, when not to show your cards. It's all strategic in moving along in life, in your religion. You know, it's sometimes better to had to get rid of that fucking stench of that diesel truck. But it's sometimes better to just kind of be in the back, you know, instead of being in the front. A lot of people like to be in the front, but they're in the front for their ego and not the deity. And I run into it a lot, you know, people from the Church of Satan, Satanic Temple. These people really don't practice a form of Satanism. They may call themselves Satanists. You can call yourself anything. You can say you're Buddhist. I mean, you know, but the thing is they're really not. And you know, I've never been that way. I live my life where every day I basically practice my faith. I may not be doing rituals every day, but I do commune with my deity. And these conversations, and people can call it insanity or whatever, really are not insanity. They're more, you know, my form of practice of worship. So, but anyway, it's just funny, and I'm sure some of you all who listen to my podcast here have your own set of friends that are stuck in that stupid circle forever. You know, I don't mind being a person who practices my religion on the weekend. I'll talk to anybody about it, but I'm not suddenly going to cover myself with tattoos and fire dance and do all kinds of fakery dedicated to nothing and then call myself a Satanist ever. And I think that most people shouldn't do that either, but it's okay. I mean, there are gothic models and things like that, but there's a time when you should kind of retire or consider retirement, because you're really not a faith. You're just kind of like play acting. But anyway, just an observation.